the question of the extension or the conduct of elections, these are paradoxes in the implementation of the peace agreement. The peace agreement provided for elections at the end of the transitional period. We have been moving on with the implementation of the peace agreement with a lot of difficulties because of lack of political will. The intransigence by the SCLM-IG and their partners in the government have stifled the implementation of the agreement. Most of the provisions that we agreed on and signed by the parties, now they are being undermined in favor of elections. Moreover, elections is not an event. We are saying election is a process, and the preparation includes the implementation of the benchmark, which has been outlined in the revitalized peace agreement, something which our partners does not want to implement.
It seems to me, even the United States included, everybody wants the election to take place.
Well, the position of Troika has always been very consistent as far as the revitalized peace agreement is concerned. When we decided to resolve the conflict in the Republic of South Sudan in 2015, Croatia was very supportive of the peace process in the Republic of South Sudan. But when the peace agreement of 2015 collapsed, they became very skeptical about the commitment of the parties to the revitalized peace agreement, whether they will implement it or not. And their reservation has now been proven true by the intransigence by the SCLM-IG not willing to implement the provisions of the peace agreement which they signed. It is true that Croatia did not append their signature or agreement. They remain reserved. They remain as observers, exerting pressure from outside the mechanism of the peace agreement, though they are also members of RGMEC. It is our appeal to Troika to reconsider their position because South Sudan deserves peace and stability more than any other political process. It is peace and tranquility that will lead to development in the Republic of South Sudan, that will lead to rule of law, that will lead to the repatriation and resettlement of refugees, over 4 million refugees that are displaced outside the country. This is my appeal to Troika, and we are concerned about it as a party.
Many people think that either the SPLM-IO and President Salva Kiir, that this constant delay of implementing the peace process and going to election is perhaps deliberate, because some people say you want to stay in power, continue to stay in power.
The delay has been a deliberate strategy by the SPLM-IG. We have always wanted the implementation of the agreement in letter and the spirit. For 8 months of the pre-transitional period, we should have united all the forces that were fighting before the agreement, so that they are brought under one command, so that they don't pose any security threats to the stability of the country. Our counterpart has been very reluctant to implement this provision of the security arrangement. The provision of transitional justice. You remember in 2013, the massacre that happened in Juba, which was orchestrated by the then SSPLA. They massacred the parts of our population from Juba, triggering the widespread violence around the country. We wanted this to be addressed so that we have reconciliation and healing of our population, so that there will be peaceful coexistence among our population. But this is being rejected by the SPLM-IG because they don't want the element of justice and accountability. They don't want the element of reparation. So all this has been a delaying tactic. Even the process of the permanent constitution making, all has been delayed because of the system of government, which is federal system of government, which is the popular demand of the people of South Sudan. A quarter within the SPLM-IG, they do not want a federal system of government. Even when their national dialogue outcome, which was organized under their auspices, all pointed towards the popular system of government in the Republic of South Sudan is federal system of government. So they all want to quash this and abrogate the agreement altogether.
It seems to me you are saying that the SPLM-IO or that South Sudan is not ready to have election yet. Is that correct?
It is the country which has not been prepared to conduct free, fair, and credible elections, because we still have many forces under different parties around the country. We have only deployed 6 battalions out of 83,000 troops required for necessary unified forces. How can you go for elections when there are forces under different command around the country? How can candidates go for elections campaign when they are being accompanied by forces that are under their different command? This is a recipe for violent and non-peaceful elections. This is particularly what we are saying, that the country should be prepared for elections.
It's very nice to talk with you, sir, and thank you very much.
Thank you so much.